Hey there, resilient minds and seekers of wisdom. Welcome back to our channel, where today we're diving into a thought-provoking concept that might just reshape how you view rejection, reverse psychology. We'll explore 13 profound lessons on how to harness rejection to your advantage, all inspired by the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoic philosophy. In a world where rejection often feels like a roadblock, we're about to unlock a whole new perspective. We're delving into Stoic teachings to uncover powerful strategies for leveraging rejection in your favor. Before we dive in, let's talk about reverse psychology. It's not about mind games. It's a mental tool that flips the script, challenging traditional responses to achieve unexpected outcomes. And what better way to understand this than through the lens of Stoicism? Today's journey involves exploring 13 incredible lessons derived from Marcus Aurelius's Stoic philosophy, lessons that will revolutionize the way you perceive rejection. So, are you ready to turn setbacks into stepping stones? Lesson 1. Embrace rejection as redirection. Instead of seeing rejection as a roadblock, view it as a redirection towards new and potentially more fulfilling paths. Stoicism teaches us to perceive rejection not as a dead end, but as a detour guiding us to unexplored territories. Imagine rejection as a signpost pointing you in a different direction. Perhaps that no is steering you towards a better suited opportunity, a different approach, or a more aligned path with your true purpose. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher, believed that every rejection is a course correction, a chance to reassess our goals and navigate towards a more authentic destination. Embracing rejection as redirection grants us the freedom to explore uncharted territories and discover hidden opportunities. Sometimes the no you receive isn't a rejection of you, but an invitation to expand your horizons. It opens the door to paths you might not have considered otherwise, leading to growth, resilience, and unexpected triumphs. So, the next time you face rejection, remember that it might just be steering you towards a more rewarding destination. Embrace it as a guiding compass, leading you to uncharted territories filled with untapped potential. Lesson 2. Extract lessons from rejection. Stoicism encourages us to mine rejection for valuable insights, transforming setbacks into stepping stones for personal growth. Each rejection holds a wealth of lessons waiting to be uncovered. Consider rejection as a teacher, a tough but insightful one. What lessons does it offer? How can you grow from this experience? Stoic philosophy urges us to dive deep into our rejections, seeking wisdom amidst the disappointment. Marcus Aurelius believed that within every setback lies an opportunity for self-reflection and improvement. By analyzing our rejections, we uncover valuable insights into ourselves, our approach, and our aspirations. Each rejection becomes a mirror reflecting aspects of ourselves and our journey. It might reveal areas for improvement, resilience, or redirection. It's not merely about the no, but about the lessons it offers and the growth it inspires. By extracting lessons from rejection, we transform it from a stumbling block into a stepping stone. It becomes a catalyst for self-improvement, guiding us towards greater understanding, resilience, and eventual success. Lesson 3. Use rejection as fuel for growth. Stoicism teaches us to harness the energy of rejection, using it as a powerful catalyst for personal and professional development. Instead of letting rejection dampen your spirits, let it fuel your determination. Imagine rejection as a motivational force, propelling you towards excellence. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher, believed that setbacks are not roadblocks but opportunities to fortify our resolve. Embrace rejection as a challenge, a chance to rise stronger. Use the no as a catalyst to push your limits, to strive for higher achievements, and to refine your skills. Stoicism encourages us to turn adversity into an ally. Let rejection serve as a reminder of your resilience, as a driving force that pushes you beyond your perceived limitations. So the next time rejection knocks on your door, don't let it deter you. Let it be the fuel that ignites your determination, the spark that propels you towards greater heights. Use rejection as a stepping stone on your journey to success and personal growth. Lesson 4. Redefine rejection as redirection toward alignment. Stoicism invites us to view rejection as a guide, steering us toward paths more aligned with our true purpose and values. It's not about the closed door, it's about the open windows waiting for us. Consider rejection as a gentle nudge from the universe, nudging us towards spaces where our skills, passions, and values find better resonance. Marcus Aurelius believed that every no could be a step closer to a more authentic yes. Instead of viewing rejection as a setback, consider it a compass pointing towards a more fulfilling path. By redefining rejection as redirection, we pivot our perspective. We see each no as a stepping stone, guiding us toward environments where we can thrive, contribute meaningfully, and align with our true calling. Thus, let's reimagine rejection not as a closed door, but as an invitation to explore different paths, leading us to greater alignment, fulfillment, and authenticity. Lesson 6. Transform rejection into self-reflection. Stoicism prompts us to use rejection as a mirror to introspect, to understand ourselves better, and to refine our approach. It's an invitation to look inward for growth. Consider rejection as a reflective pool, allowing us to glimpse into our strengths, weaknesses, and areas for improvement. Marcus Aurelius believed that setbacks offer us a chance to deepen our self-awareness. By embracing rejection as an opportunity for self-reflection, we gain valuable insights into our reactions, motivations, and aspirations. It's not merely about the external no, but about what it reveals about ourselves. Stoicism invites us to use rejection as a catalyst for self-discovery, guiding us towards personal growth and evolution. It's an invaluable tool for refining our paths and aligning with our true selves. Hence, let's embrace rejection not as a setback, but as an opportunity to delve deeper into ourselves, to learn, evolve, and align more authentically with our aspirations. Lesson 7. Cultivate patience through rejection. Stoicism teaches us the virtue of patience in the face of rejection. It's about understanding that delays and denials aren't dead ends, but opportunities to practice patience and fortitude. Consider rejection as a test of your patience, a chance to nurture this valuable virtue. Marcus Aurelius believed that patience isn't passive, it's an active practice, especially during challenging times. By embracing rejection with patience, we give ourselves the gift of time. Time to reassess, recalibrate, and await the right opportunities. Stoicism reminds us that every no might just be a not yet. Patience becomes a bridge between the setback and the eventual success. So, the next time rejection tests your patience, remember that it's not a denial of your efforts, but an opportunity to cultivate this valuable virtue. Let patience be your guide through the ebb and flow of life. Lesson 8. Reframe rejection as an opportunity for innovation. Stoicism encourages us to view rejection as a catalyst for creativity and innovation. Instead of seeing rejection as a stop sign, it's an invitation to innovate and evolve. Consider rejection as a canvas waiting for your creative brushstrokes, a chance to think outside the box and reimagine possibilities. Marcus Aurelius believed that setbacks foster innovation. By reframing rejection as an opportunity for innovation, we unleash our creative potential. It's an invitation to explore uncharted territories and craft innovative solutions. Stoicism reminds us that rejection isn't the end of a journey. It's the beginning of a new chapter, one that encourages creativity and fresh perspectives. So the next time rejection knocks on your door, let it inspire you to think differently, to innovate, and to create something extraordinary. Let rejection fuel your creativity and be the spark for groundbreaking ideas. Lesson 9. Harness rejection as a motivator for resilience-building actions. Stoicism advocates using rejection as a catalyst to take concrete resilience-building actions. It's about converting setbacks into launching pads for personal growth. Consider rejection as a call to action, a signal to embark on resilience-building endeavors. Marcus Aurelius believed that our responses to setbacks shape our character. By harnessing rejection as a motivator, we commit ourselves to actions that strengthen our resilience. It's not just about overcoming the no, but about the steps we take afterward. Stoicism reminds us that it's not the rejection itself, but our response to it that defines us. Let rejection be the catalyst for transformative actions, steering us towards greater strength and determination. So, the next time rejection challenges you, let it inspire action. Let it fuel your determination to build resilience, take proactive steps, and emerge stronger on your journey forward. Lesson 10. utilize rejection as a platform for learning adaptability. Stoicism teaches us to leverage rejection as an opportunity to enhance our adaptability, the ability to adjust, evolve, and thrive amidst changing circumstances. Consider rejection as a catalyst for adaptability, a chance to flex your resilience muscles and evolve. Marcus Aurelius believed that adaptability is a cornerstone of strength in the face of adversity. By utilizing rejection as a platform for learning adaptability, we become more agile in navigating life's twists and turns. It's about being flexible and open to new possibilities. Stoicism reminds us that rejection doesn't mean defeat. It's an opportunity to pivot, recalibrate, and explore alternative routes. So the next time rejection challenges you, embrace it as a chance to enhance your adaptability. Let it be the catalyst that propels you towards flexibility, growth, and resilience. Lesson 11. Transform rejection into a catalyst for empathy. Stoicism guides us to use rejection as a path to cultivate empathy, the ability to understand and connect with others' experiences, feelings, and perspectives. Consider rejection as an avenue to empathy, a chance to comprehend others' struggles and emotions. Marcus Aurelius believed that empathy is the bridge that connects us to the human experience. By transforming rejection into a catalyst for empathy, we nurture understanding and compassion. It's about recognizing shared emotions and extending a helping hand. Stoicism reminds us that rejection doesn't only impact us, it's a universal human experience. It's an opportunity to deepen our empathy and strengthen our connections with others. So the next time rejection knocks on your door, let it inspire empathy. Let it be the catalyst that fosters connections, understanding, and a shared sense of humanity. Lesson 12, embrace rejection as an opportunity for resilience building. Stoicism guides us to view rejection as a platform to fortify our resilience, a chance to bolster our inner strength and bounce back stronger after setbacks. Consider rejection as a forge for resilience, a space where our strength is tested and tempered. Marcus Aurelius emphasized that setbacks aren't roadblocks, but opportunities to display our resilience. By embracing rejection as an opportunity for resilience building, we transform setbacks into stepping stones. It's not just about weathering the storm, it's about emerging stronger from it. Stoicism teaches us that every no is a chance to cultivate resilience, adaptability, and mental toughness. Therefore, the next time rejection challenges you, let it be an opportunity to fortify your resilience. Let it inspire you to rise above, to grow stronger, and to navigate life's uncertainties with unwavering strength. Lesson 13. Transform rejection into a catalyst for growth and self-discovery. Stoicism encourages us to perceive rejection not as a roadblock, but as a transformative agent, a catalyst that propels us toward personal growth and self-discovery. Consider rejection as a catalyst for metamorphosis, a transformative force that nudges us toward self-discovery. Marcus Aurelius believed that setbacks are not just obstacles, but opportunities for profound growth. By transforming rejection into a catalyst for growth, we unravel unexplored facets of ourselves. It's an invitation to explore new territories, discover hidden potentials, and redefine our narratives. Stoicism reminds us that within every rejection lies an invitation to evolve, to challenge our limits and redefine our capabilities. Therefore, let rejection not confine you, but propel you toward growth and self-discovery. Let it be the springboard that propels you toward new horizons and empowers you to chart your unique path of transformation. And there you have it, fellow seekers of wisdom. 13 transformative lessons drawn from Stoicism on how to leverage rejection as a catalyst for personal growth and empowerment. Remember, rejection isn't the end of the road. It's a stepping stone toward a stronger, more resilient you. Each setback is an opportunity to learn, evolve, and rewrite your story. Marcus Aurelius, through Stoic philosophy, reminds us that our responses to rejection define our character and pave the way for our future successes. So, the next time rejection knocks on your door, embrace it as a catalyst. Let it inspire you to cultivate resilience, innovate, and embark on a journey of self-discovery. Thank you for joining us on this transformative journey. Remember, every rejection is an opportunity for growth, and within each setback lies the seed of a new beginning. Stay resilient, stay curious.